Bluebeard's Egg and Other Stories by Margaret Atwood. Read by Bonnie Herron. Significant Moments in the Life of My Mother. When my mother was very small, someone gave her a basket of baby chicks for Easter. They all died. "I didn't know you weren't supposed to pick them up," says my mother. "Poor little things." I laid them out in a row on a board, with their little legs sticking out straight as pokers, and wept over them. I'd loved them to death. Possibly this story is meant by my mother to illustrate her own stupidity, and also her sentimentality. We are to understand she wouldn't do such a thing now. Possibly it's a commentary on the nature of love, though, knowing my mother, this is unlikely. My mother's father was a country doctor. In the days before cars, he drove a team of horses and a buggy around his territory. And in the days before snowplows, he drove a team and a sleigh through blizzards and rainstorms in the middle of the night to arrive at houses lit with oil lamps where water would be boiling on the wood range and flannel sheets warming on the plate rack to deliver babies who would subsequently be named after him. His office was in the house. And as a child, my mother would witness people arriving at the office door, which was reached through the front porch, clutching parts of themselves, thumbs, fingers, toes, ears, noses, which had accidentally been cut off, pressing these severed parts to the raw stumps of their bodies as if they could be stuck there like dough, in the mostly vain hope that my grandfather would be able to sew them back on, heal the gashes made in them by axes, saws, knives, and fate. My mother and her younger sister would loiter near the closed office door until shooed away.